You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, good evening. This is Roy Masters speaking, as announced. You know, I love to do this program. I was just listening to, well, actually watching a program 40 years ago, and it was a seminar all day. And they turned it into hourly pieces, and you can actually see it on my website, fhu.com. Just press the button where you see my picture, and you'll be enthralled. As a matter of fact, I was enthralled with myself. It was so funny. It was so humorous. It was so serious. And it went from one to the other, and you could see the audience. I don't have too many audiences these days. The only audience I have is you. And I do much better when people say, well, what's wrong with my sex life? Or how do I overcome this or that? And I want to give you the phone number so that you can call me, because there's a certain, well, humor in some of the callers. And I like to weave a little fun into my help for you. So give me the call, 800-866-8883. I don't have as many radio programs as many as I used to have, and therefore the number of people that could be reached are not being reached, and I would love to hear from you. Otherwise, you get my just a little talk, and it's sort of a waste of, if you don't mind me saying, it's a waste of good time if you just listen to me and put me on a pedestal, which some of you do. And if you put anybody on a pedestal, you make them a god. And in a manner of speaking, you're the god maker, greater than the god, actually. And there's two gods fighting each other after a while. And you may not win, you may not get what you want, but the other god will get you. You never can tell. These are little things that, when you put people on pedestals, is a very dangerous thing. And the personalities like myself have a tendency to have people either hate me or admire me and put me on a pedestal. And putting me on a pedestal makes me god, in a manner of speaking. You who put me on a pedestal because you like what I'm saying. Now, never mind whether people hate me. There's another story I can tell them. But if you want me to help you, for goodness sake, I've had people listening to me for 40, 50 years, and they haven't got to place one. It's only because I said, you got me on a pedestal? He says, yes, I got it. Have you heard me tell you over and over again, I know you like my program, I like what you say, and I like doing it. But there's so many people that are clueless about simple things that block your ability to understand anything, and especially Roy Masters. And not because I put myself on a pedestal, I don't want to be. I just want to be an ordinary person with extraordinary information. That's all. And the number is 800-866-8883. And I'm on the air Mondays for Friday. This is a live show. Well, it may not be a live show when it gets to certain radio stations, but never mind. You get the idea. It's 6 to 8 p.m. every night, Monday through Friday. Sometimes I get a little bored. I have to admit, I can go on and go on and go on and go on. And it's just like, when is somebody going to call? Yeah, but I'm also told, as to put it on a better scale, that the tendency for people, when they like it, they like not to interrupt it. But sometimes I don't know whether they're getting bored or I'm helping you. So I'm all alone on the telephone, and I'm not young, and I'm just with my wife. It's just her and me, and the only chance I get to get out is through the microphone. So that's the story. This poor little guy behind the microphone looking for love in all the wrong places. No, but actually, I have love to give you. I have something to share with you. And it's delightful. It's delicious. It's simple. What you're looking for, my dear ladies and my dear friends and gentlemen, if that you be, not many of you are, but maybe we need to discuss being a gentleman and not wanting to run after women just for the pleasure of it. So here we go. I hear the music coming in, and I'm going out and coming back, and I want to hear from you. Give me a call. Tell me what your problem is, and we'll have a little fun, and then be very serious.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, I have a good surprise for you. I think this is something I enjoyed. I actually enjoyed myself. Now, that's a way of saying something one way, but it means another. I actually went to my website, which I don't go to very often, and lo and behold, there's a TV program, actually a seminar that lasts maybe 7 hours, 1 hour after the other, that's for about 45 years ago, and I did look handsome. I'm old and withered right now, but I enjoyed myself, if you see what I mean. And I got to listening to it and watching it. It's video. And it's going to be on FHU.com. And to my surprise, I only thought it was, one sequence, like almost an hour. All of a sudden, it says, hold on, we've got another one. And the end of that one is, hold on, we've got another one. And it is sort of, it went into that, but not exactly like that. But I said, how many? I realized it was a seminar because it's all the same people. But we covered everything. We covered man-woman relationship, disease, cult, cancer, diabetes, sexual perversion, right sex with a right woman. Etc. Well, I think I might even talk about that in just a few minutes. I know most of you have terrible problems with the opposite sex, and if I was the devil, I would just follow the sequence of when paradise was lost. There's something about relationships between men and women that is, well, let me stop a minute, because I'm going to. If you would want to stop me right now, because I can prove. I don't know what I'll say this evening, but I never do, so I just dribble along and talk and talk, hoping somebody would like to hear, give me some reason to show him just or her just what is wrong with you. My business can be funny, it can be humorous. But we have to have a whole bunch of people listening, and somebody has some life in them still left, and wants to know how to preserve that life rather than lose it. There's always something there when people call, and if people call on them, you'll see when people call, it's if they're brave enough to call, And it's usually very difficult to tell your friends what's wrong with them. And I'm asking you, please, I have to be very serious. If you want to have a better life, if you want to preserve your freedom, if you want to get out of your plantation, whoa, right there, right there, right there. Do you understand? Do you know, for example, I'm going to get to the sex thing in a minute, but the word plantation I heard the other day, a black gentleman, I just caught it in time. He says to the inner city black people, you better get out of your plantation. Something like that. I've been saying that for years. But why plantation? Why does he talk about plantation? There's no plantations. Yes, there is. Oh, yes, there is. As a matter of fact, the principle of plantation is infectious, and it can pass the humiliation, your ability to have people to humiliate you into submission, carries through the generations. As a matter of fact, coming back to the actual story of what I want to talk to you about, is the proof, and we will come back to both of these subjects if you'd like to call me, 800-866-8883. So the plantation thing, the fact that people, the black Americans, tend to be drawn back to the same what do I call it, the plantation and the plantation owners, which are political, and continue it through the generations. And you need to understand the mechanism of that. But the mechanism of it is connected also, if I would like to make a beginning and then talk about this at the end, and then you might understand it. But in case you have a question with the word plantation, if you are a black American, you're an American, but there's enough black Americans who have escaped it, but the bulk are not. And the politicians are behind it, because in every inner city you have a Democrat. A Democrat. But he may not even be a Democrat. It's bad enough to be a parent, but he's also a Marxist. And they operate. They're both bastards, to the expression, but they're both kinds. Evil. But it's evil that people who are connected or inflicted by this plantation affection. It's like a drug addict with a pusher. It's evil, and evil rises to what is weak in the addicted. And the relationship between men and women is exactly like that. Now you say to yourself, this guy's crazy. But you understand, we got almost 80% of Americans divorced, or up to, very close, and getting worse. And see what happens, what passes to the children. And see the war that passes between, even if you're not divorced, you bite your lip and live through it, and die from all kinds of sicknesses and diseases. You give your life to your husband, or your husband becomes appeases the wife and gives his life to her, and is losing ground, and the woman hates him because he's not man enough to stand up. Please stop me. I don't want to hurt you, but I can't help myself. Please say no to me. Please say no. Please no. It's in there, but she doesn't say it. She's addicted. The pushover, which is the husband, is appeasing or looking towards the wife for a sense of worth. No real man on earth is like that. There are people, there are men like myself, that don't look to my wife for my approval. I do not like approval. I don't want her to give me approval. I don't want anything from her except gracious service. But then she has to have that. She can't be infected by Paradise Lost syndrome. My number is 800-866-8883. I just want to have a little... Do you understand how many of you are happy with your family? On the surface of it, it looks wonderful. Men coming home from the war, you know, and all kinds of love songs and God knows what. But virtue is missing. I tell you, when you get married and you're not a man, the question is, as I speak to you, I say that when you get married, gentlemen, you've already had a couple of, if it's the norm, which is not normal, but we call it the norm, you've already had a couple of women already, half a dozen, you know, and women have given themselves to that. So you're never going to get better, and you're never going to have a continuance. The reason why you've lost, let me just stop for a minute. The reason why you lost, almost lost your country, and with a third, you know, the lady that shouldn't have been in Clinton, you know, she shouldn't have been in that place. And but the problem with, I don't know why I brought that up, it's really ridiculous. I had something in the back of my mind to discuss it with you, so let me put it back. I'll come back to that in a minute, because my mind took me to another direction, but I got to stay on this one about the relationship between man and woman. And I say that some men are virtuous, and what that means, it means they're either virtuous from the beginning, and because that makes them different, and there are people like that, virtuous, and all men should be like that, but only a small percentage of them are like that, and for that reason you almost lost your country. Because Obama, I've been talking about him for 8 years and warning you about the same thing. He loves the worst in people. He loves the worst in people. And he's creating situations where he's needed. And once people accept help, having created the problem, he rises to service the problem, but only makes the problem worse. That is also true with medicine. I've never seen any so much medicine advertisements on any way of selling on TV, which is every other commercial is something to make you feel better and to cure you of this and take all the way away the pain of that. We are demoralized people, and you do need, let me put it this way, there is a proper need for medicine, but you can also become dependent on it. And when you become dependent on it, you live longer. And when you live longer, you haven't learned what caused you to have that pain. For example, I'll give you an example, and then I'll come back to my subject, because it's very delicate to come back to the plantation thing, because the plantation thing is the same principle as the addict with a pusher. He in other words, once a little boy, a young man of 16 or 17, I just have to give you an example, and he has come from a good Christian family, and he's done well so far, but he goes out one evening and gets caught up with kids who are not virtuous. And they laugh at him, you know, making funny noises at him, like he's afraid of women or the rest of it. You know, I'm not used to all that noise. I've been away from it a long time, but I know how terrifying and upsetting it can be. And the boy eventually says, okay, I'll try pot. I mean, okay, I'll do it. Just leave me alone. Just let me... That moment is temptation. That moment means he comes back when he smokes that cigarette and everybody's laughing. See, he's joined the club. And when he comes home, his father says, oh, don't go away. Don't go away. All right, so here we are again. So when he comes home, his father says, son, what's wrong with your eyes? They're bloodshed a little bit. And he says, nothing. And he says, what do you mean, nothing? And he just stamps away from his father and goes upstairs. Something's happened to him. And the father is a decent person. And the mother is a decent person. Let's take it from that point. What has happened to this person cannot be cured by mother and father. It cannot be done. And I don't think there's hardly a family that is any different from that. Unless you have a family who are just dirt and they want the children to be that way. But take the innocent one. Take the innocent one so we can see it more clearly. Like Adam and Eve. Not Adam and Steve. That's too far gone. The perversity of that is too far from what we're talking about. But it gets worse. It gets that way. And so, the minute you give yourself to others, now I have to come back to another story. And I've used this story many times. And I have a little young lady who's 8 or 9, and the daughter of a mother who was raped or violated by not really her dad, but whatever was called a dad, that was married to her mother, and she stood by while he did what he shouldn't do, and she was broken in life. But I've known her, she's about 45, and she has a little girl, and her name is Maggie. Okay, and she doesn't mind that. She loves to call once in a while on the program. And so she asked me some interesting questions, because the mother says, you got to ask Roy about this. You see, he can explain it better. Grandpa Roy, she calls me. And she says, Grandpa Roy, is it okay to say no when people want to give you something? I said, do you feel the pull? And I've said this before, but it's worth saying again, because not everybody hears it every day. Because it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful that a 9-year-old kid can do it and overcome somebody 10 times as strong. And this is what you need, virtue. But this little child is only 8 or 9 when she first started talking to me. But she is able to intuitively, because the mother's a good mother, and to ask Roy. So she said, Grandpa, is it okay to say no when people want to give you something? I said, you feel the pull. That's temptation. And don't say no. Don't say yes to it. Just say nothing and let it go. Or say no, thank you. And be very polite, but watch the pull. The pull wants to pull you in, and then you can't get out. And she understood it. But a couple of days later, she says, but what if it was my grandma? And she wants to give me lots of toys. I don't want them. They're not any good. I feel uncomfortable. You feel the pull? She says, yes. Now, I want to say to her this. If you didn't have a good mother, and if you didn't have a grandpa like me, usually women usually speak to their children this way and say, don't hurt your feelings or your grandma. Why don't you take it? That's what lots of people do, and they set the child in her whole life into disaster, because it only takes one sin, one mistake, one pull or push, it could be either way, which causes you to react and take on the nature of the person that's pushed you and pulled you and pushes you and upsets you and then pulls you, and the pull gets stronger. But I didn't say all that. I'm just saying that as to color up what you need to understand for yourself, not just the little girl. But you've already been screwed. You already gave in. Haven't you? Most of you give in, and when you give in, you become one of two people. You become like the person you hate, or you surrender. You appease the one that you hate, hoping that your love would cure them. But you're not loving. You are becoming an appeaser, and you embolden them to hurt you more, which never stops. And all the way through your life, anybody who is like your parent, and there's only two kinds of people, are those who push and those who pull. See, those who give themselves in, they give in to the pull, and those who do the pushing, and to find some way to make you want something, whether you like it or not. So anyway, I said, now, can you behave? Can you hold your ground and not be angry? Do you understand what's going to happen when your grandma can't get you to take those toys? She's going to get angry and upset. Can you stand your ground and not be angry and let her go crazy and throw all the toys in the garbage and run off? She says, yes, Grandpa, I can do it. My daughter has a petting zoo. She has about maybe 50 to 100 people, and they go around the world, country. It's a big business, a fair business. And that's one of the kids there. And everybody saw it. Mother, grandmother came, and she said, no, thank you, Grandma. And the grandma got screamed. She got angry and threw all the garbage, all the toys, crummy little toys, into a garbage can and ran for her life. And she was as calm as a cucumber. And that is important. Now, you are not innocent, none of you. You all sin are slaves, and you inherit it. And so you've inherited it from your mother, because she could talk to you that way or other ways, but I'm just taking one point and making it clear that your father, excuse me putting it this way, but because he's born in sin, because his father wasn't a father, he was weak, or the father was a bully, or the father ran away with another woman, he becomes subject to the woman. And every man born of women does not have a long time to live. That's the scripture, isn't it? I don't remember the rest, all of the scripture, but that's part of it. See? And so what is happening is that women are Eves, and men born of women are born through an Eve. And Eve rises to the occasion of a man's need, because man born of woman, even though he has intuition, the ability to become good and have grasp hold of the essence, is lost. Don't go away. Don't go away. 800-866-8883. Looking for... Here we are. Ladies and gentlemen, I I will come back to my subject matter. But there's about 3 minutes I have between in the show, and maybe a little bit down the road here before the hour's over, to understand that nobody buys me. And so the radio stations I have to buy, or stations will give me time and put commercials in, which is nice. I give it freely. But how I get the funding is from your graciousness. I don't like to pressure. I don't like to have any special ways of getting people to support the foundation. I don't do anything like that. Every now and then I stop and say, please, if I help save your life, I have a lot of money. It takes a lot to bring this to you, because I'm creating a program which people get a lot of money for being a good talk show host. But I'm not a talk show host. I'm a person crying in the wilderness, trying to help you with your problems. And I can talk to you about your physics, which I don't, but it's not going to do. But I can also help you with the politics. I can show you how politics takes advantage of your weakness or your weaknesses and makes you worse. And for example, to say it quickly, Obama didn't mean what he said when he said a fundamental transformation means he thought it was up. He's actually telling you, I'm going to screw you. And you almost had the third generation with the lady that, you know, it's not a lady. I'm glad she didn't make it. Huh? Oh, yes. I didn't give her name. It's just because she's a lady that's not a lady. That's the way I get it. Anyway, I just lost my train of thought. But the thing is, the thought is, would you please support my work? And it, only if it works. Now, here's something nice for you. There's a 7-minute meditation. That's what it's called. And if you go to my website, or you go to Facebook, and you see it there. And you go to Facebook, and you see a person with his head between his legs, and he's in trouble. And all you have to do is press the button, and you put your earphones on, and within 10 or 15 minutes, the mist of emotion and endless loops of thoughts begin to clear. Not for everybody. There's something about some people that will never get it, and we won't talk about that. But there are people who are longing for an answer, trouble here, trying to fix it there, taking the blame, etc., etc., and thinking they can fix themselves and feel punished because they don't succeed in becoming a better person, etc. See the post office box, 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. The website is fhu.com. fhu.com. Okay.
Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, I just started the program with Plantation, and it was beautiful to hear it, because I've often mentioned about Black Americans being sort of gathered together in the inner cities, and guess who's looking out after them? Democrats. But they're worse than Democrats. They're Marxist Democrats. That's even worse. You're using Marxist techniques. It works very well. But the trouble is, once you've been corrupted, and listen carefully, I'm not going to blame you, ladies. I'm not going to blame you, gentlemen. And young people listening to me who have become perverted and addicted to women, abusing them, and then women taking advantage of them. And I'm going to describe what will happen to you if you allow yourself to be pulled just once from your state of grace when you were born. You were born with intuition. I describe that you lose sight of that because you are the extension of your mother through the failing of your father. All fathers, including me, failed. Including me. I admit it. But I wasn't perfect. But I saw what being imperfect was very early in life, to put it that way. It's another story, and it would interfere with what I want to speak about you. I'm saying that you can mostly remember in your life that there's something wrong with Dad, and there's something wrong. He's either a wimp, and you hate him for that, and you feel the pull to love him, and God help you if you do, because it's not love. He pulls on you even as a child. He will pull on you to love him and do things for him to love him. But if he can't get his mother, his wife, to give him a sense of worth, he will go to the kids, and the mother can do the same thing. They each has the one or the other. The woman is the lady is Eve, and Eve is very cunning. But you're not cunning by nature; you're cunning by infection. Yes, it's a transformation, and so every child born to women, but especially the men. Because men are very important in this, but man born of woman, and when born of woman, there had to be a man. But if he's not a man, if he's a bully, the tendency for the child is look to the mother for a sense of worth. She hates the father. I have a call on the topic. Well, no, but just let me finish. Would you ask the person if they wouldn't mind holding five minutes? Because I've lost the screen, you know, I can't see who's there. Yeah, so, okay, would you mind holding just a minute? But so, you see, ladies and gentlemen, I have a caller from Baltimore, and I'm sure we can continue. He's asking me a question which is not quite the subject matter, but we'll see if we can turn it around just a little bit. What's his name? Nivon. Oh, Levon. Okay. That's a biblical name, isn't it? I think. Okay. Levon, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you, Roy. Fine. Now, here it is. Maybe somewhat keeping with what you're talking about. We as parents or the educational system, a lot of times we tell our children you can be anything you want to be, anything you wish to be. Now, are there not limitations or are we setting our children up for maybe some trauma because maybe they don't measure up? Maybe their measure or their gifts are not as great as some other child's, and they try hard, but they find themselves not being what they guess they should be. So that's what I'm trying to get at. Can we be anything we want to be? That statement that we throw around so often.
Well, that's a very subtle question. And it's basically harmless. It isn't a nice thing to say. I've always said the same thing to my children.
Okay.
And my oldest son is 62.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. The youngest is 50 something or other. He's 63. He's on the other end of the line. Okay. But he's the only one that didn't strike out. You see, but he's good at what he does.
Okay.
But the other four are in their own businesses, and they never went to school. I mean, never went to college or anything like that.
Wow.
Like their father never went anywhere. Never. I hated school.
Okay.
I didn't hate it so much. I saw something wrong with it. I just couldn't take stuff and stuff it down my throat and to please the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to see what they had to say, and anything they had to say that made sense, I was able to awaken from it. Awaken from the trance of being an intellectual. Intellectual person is dead. A pure intellectual who study. Now,
right.
If I had a good teacher, I wouldn't, and he explains it to me, I see. As long as I can see, I don't have to do exactly what you say, and I have to write these things just to prove that I've been taught properly. No, I want to be free to accept the science or the religion, but not pressure. Because pressure, any kind of pressure, robs you. And now we come back to your question.
Right.
You can be anything you want to be. It's not perfect, but it's almost perfect. I don't think a little child would only see anything wrong with it. And so I wouldn't... My daughter, if she's on the, if she could get on the phone right now, she doesn't listen to my show, but she's a woman. I had four sons and one daughter,
mm-hmm.
And I said, "You are a woman, and you can accomplish anything you put your mind to." Yeah, but since I'm her father, what that means had some strength to it. In other words, it was spoken in such a way is to encourage,
mm-hmm.
what she was created, the story, to follow a story of her life. Like every child coming into the world has a story of what the God wants of them. But the trouble is, because you're born in sin, mm-hmm. because your parents have been infected by their parents, and their parents and great great parents and great 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 all the way to paradise lost because Eve pulled him away from the Creator, and he made an excuse, and therefore he became addicted to the women. And every man since then is born of woman, comes out, and is subject to the woman, and therefore inherits a bully relationship, because he wants more sex than she wants to give, and the sex is the drug that makes him a pushover, like a drug addict,
mm-hmm.
with a drug pusher rising to the occasion of the pushover, right?
Right.
He's looking, can't help but look towards the pusher to get a sense of worth, which is worthless, and is accompanied by anxiety that's greater with every high, is equivalent to what is much lower. Every high is a new low.
Cool.
And they die thinking they're alive. And when men look to women for love,
mm-hmm.
that's a sin. It's dangerous.
Correct.
And everybody tells you that's love. It's lust. That's what you've got.
Mm-hmm.
Men only has lust. Guess how I know this? Because in the scripture it says, when they're in the garden of paradise, this is the first, but remember, only one person in the universe, these two, are responsible for this, but nobody else is, because we inherit it. And you can't say to your mother or father that you can't hate them. You will. But I'm trying to speak to grown-ups here.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at your life, you can see your extension of your mother, but by way of your father, because your father is a bully and your father is a weasel, is weak. And so there's something's wrong with that. There's something that gives the power to the woman. And even though she's being beaten, because she's getting hungrier and hungrier and hungrier, and the more he gets, the more he wants. And the more he gets, the more he wants, and the sicker he gets, the more hungrier. I had a man said it was once a week, twice a week, once a day, three times a day. And he said every time I got sex,
mm-hmm.
I felt guilty. I went, instead of being guilty, I blame my wife. I blame the woman. And so I begin to hate the woman. When I hate the woman, I feel guilty. And you see, in the story of Adam and Eve, and so they were in the garden and they felt no shame, right?
Right.
And the minute after he gave the excuse,
mm-hmm.
God says as if he didn't know, did you take that food I told you not to? And he says, it's her fault. It's like Johnny made me do it. He didn't want to admit he'd fallen. He's got power from the woman who got it from the spirit. See, and the woman, and so to make the point, when he was in the garden, he didn't feel ashamed. But when he came out of the garden, guess what he saw? Oh my goodness me!
Yeah,
you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He had an erection, and he's had that erection ever since, and looks for the pleasure of it like a dog. But the dog doesn't. But he's finished. He's finished.
Mm-hmm.
So and the hippopotamus, a rhino, only has sex once every 3 years. It knows its position.
Mm-hmm.
And we what's happening is when man born of woman has this kind of connection, it means women want men to love the hell out of them, but they haven't got the love of God. All they have is the pull of the woman, and she pulls him into her and her into him. So men have become feminine. They become feminine or bullies for love. All right, so did you understand what I was saying, my friend? Is he gone? Oh, all right. I wish he wouldn't have gone. I had more to say. But I'll say it anyway. I just want to mention, ladies and gentlemen, may I suggest that you leave your wife alone for a while? And she'll be absolutely disturbed. She may be disturbed because she's addicted to your downfall. So in other words, she's the dope pusher, and you're the dope. And she can't help herself. The dope pusher feels very, very comfortable. He feels he feels alive as he serves the pushover. He feels, you know, he's got money. And so he rises to the occasion of the need of the pusher, and the pusher gets more hungry, and the pusher becomes more wealthy. And they're changing the relationships where the person who's giving his life and giving us having a sense of worth, which is worthless, and it's called addiction. And I've got a person on the radio, on the network, that says, what's it called? Addiction is a disease. It's not. It's the extension of sin through the generations, through one man, sin and death through sin spread through the human race. And so, the way you relate to your wife, you could stand back and back off from the sex for a while, because it's not love, it's lust. And you might want to talk to your wife about that, if you have a wife. But if you don't have a wife, you, and you had women, they've really had you, and your hunger is there all the time. And so when you sense that women are, you can't deal with women because no matter what happens, it all perishes sooner or later. It falls apart, and she runs away, or she wants more, and you can't give her any more. It's awful, and so they begin to fantasize. And in the scripture, it says, don't get overexcited with a woman, because if you keep your mind excited, if you're excited with the look of a woman, it will eventually explode. I'm using the word explode, and because what was seen.
You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Hold a second. I'll be right back for you. Okay, now I'll bring you back to the plantation. The plantation was so horrible that one generation after many generations occurred before the freedom, the Civil War, the war, you know, to save the gracious law men, 500,000 men. I mean, is it 50,000 or five? It's 500,000 men died to save black Americans or anybody who is other than American but wants to be an American. So the relationships of being a slave carries over, as I said, from Paradise Lost through the generations. So one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race. It's exactly right. There's got to be one sinner, and the rest of us extensions, but with hope of redemption waiting for you, my dear friends. What preacher will ever tell you this? What preacher has the wisdom to say these things? Because when he goes back, most of they're just practicing the same thing with their parents, with their wives. Lots of prostitutes come from ministers who push too hard to be all that wonderful or degrade. I don't know. There's something about being pushed and being pulled, even in religion, whereby you tend to have lost who you are, and you're either a rebel, and you say, if that's religion, I want nothing to do with it, and then off you go, and then you become what everybody else becomes, and your virtue, your possibility of virtue is gone, and you're wandering through life. With wife or without wife. But the misery and suffering is in the home. Whether you have a divorce or not, it happens when you're born. It's born because it isn't long before the pleasure of sex becomes offensive and dangerous. Where the husband wants more, and he's either a weasel for it, means he's an appeaser, he wants to appease mommy, and the kids can see this, and it's scary. At first they wonder, what is it all about? Then they can hear noises in the next room. And then they still may not know what it is, but when they see what it is, but they can see what it is because father loves mother more than them. He's always fumbling, and it's like a different kind of love. But why is my dad giving more love to my mama? Why does he treat her differently from us? And it's mean to us. See? It's that kind of thing. And so I say to you, if you do not understand what I'm saying, you're going to perish. You've lost half your country already, and the rest of you are trying to be decent. Correct? You got. How can I say? Americans are a mixture of people. It doesn't matter if all the different races, colors, and creeds, but the principle is exactly the same thing. The principle is virtue, and virtue doesn't need a special speech. It could be any person of every color and race or creed. It's the same thing. In some places, like ISIS, they are so perverted that they are able to own a wife or two or three and then blame her for the pain, the anxiety it gives him, and beats her up to as if it was her fault. It's not her fault. It never will be her fault, ladies and gentlemen. It will be always the man's fault to be honorable. But you were honorable when you were born. You weren't guilty when you were born, but you were born into culture, and culture got into you, and the spoken word, it could be the school, it could be the way your parents are, it could be anywhere where injustice lives. And it's the same way where, and so we go right back to the inner cities and the plantation mentality. It goes from generation to generation, and they feel comfortable with the pusher. And the pusher are the politicians who love the worst in you. In other words, if you're a black American listening to me, they rise to the occasion of the worst in you. But now let's multiply it by different, not just by black Americans, by, it doesn't matter, Chinese, it doesn't matter where you come from. You've run away from tyranny, but you've brought the tendency to be subject to tyranny here. And here it is in America. We're divided in two parts. Now we get a little bit commercial, just a little bit. You have half the country, roughly, half the country loves Obama. Obama, he loves you the way you are. He enjoys the pleasure of giving you, but he has to steal it from us, tax it, and make us more miserable, and make us more like them, and more hating him. And pretty soon, to say it again, because I hear the music, he loves the worst in people, and people love him like the pusher is loved. And now you have divided country. He's the pusher, and you're the pushover, and the other people are also in some way, but better than you. I suggest you understand religion a little better, and we'll come together. Ladies and gentlemen, please support the program. And you go to FHU.com and you can get the 7-minute meditation at no cost. I'm thinking one day, a very short time before I leave this earth, to make it possible everybody get it free, and to give the foundation a donation. I'm going to work on that. I'm not in the money business, but I need that money to make it free to everybody. See, so I have a way of doing this. Support me now, please. Thank you. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And watch the video this week. My master's 45 years ago doing a seminar. You'll love it. Go to the website fh2.com. God bless you. Have a good evening.